Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on January 28th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. More executive orders are on the way as President Biden plans to sign new orders to reverse Trump-era restrictions on the Affordable Care Act and Medicare, as well as creating a special period for enrollment on healthcare.gov. This is the latest show from corporate Democrats that they still believe the solution to our healthcare crisis is to allow people to buy it. That makes this video the latest to point out that the problem isn't access to health insurance, but rather an inability to afford insurance and the bills that come along with trying to use that insurance. Any policy that is designed to keep the current private healthcare system running is a bill designed to keep Americans from getting the healthcare they deserve. Anything short of guaranteeing healthcare as a human right is not enough to solve the problems in the U.S. healthcare system, highlighted by denial of coverage and extortion when coverage is granted. I will do a dedicated video to the healthcare situation in the U.S. at some point in the future, but for now, I will end my rant there. Moving on to our second story of the night, we end up local once again as our Utah Jazz have just won their 10th straight game to get to the top of the Western Conference standings. This is not only great news for Jazz fans, but for students as well, as Jazz owner Ryan Smith is giving away a four-year scholarship for every win the team gets this year. To put that into perspective, 10 students have been awarded a scholarship in the last 20 days alone. That's one every other day. The Jazz have now secured 17 wins total, including the preseason, meaning that they have now changed 17 lives with four-year scholarships. As a Jazz fan, I'd be talking about them anyway, but to show this level of generosity while also having such a run of success is incredible, and it's exactly what fans in Utah love to see. That has been your daily dose of reality. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.